This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Bank Limited contributes 20 million rupees to Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. Nepali Congress and CPN-UML to contribute 5 million rupees respectively in the fund today. Prakash Man Singh Raut appointed as Chief Justice of Supreme Court. Oath of office ceremony to be held today. And Israel intensifies strikes on Beirut amid escalating conflict. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has appointed Prakash Man Singh Raut as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court effective today. Basant Prasad Panthi, Deputy Spokesperson for the Office of the President, confirmed the appointment, stating it was made on the recommendation of the Constitutional Council according to Article 129 of the Constitution. Chief Justice Raut is set to take his oath of office later today. Major political parties and various organizations are contributing funds to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund to aid victims affected by the recent heavy rains, floods and landslides. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the ruling Nepali Congress and CPN-UML will present their donation to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at scheduled intervals throughout the day. Each party has committed to depositing 5 million rupees to support relief efforts. Likewise, Nepal Bank Limited has already contributed 20 million rupees in the fund as part of the coordinated response to this crisis today. In addition to the political contributions, the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal, led by the Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, is also making a financial transfer to the fund. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed the District Administration Office and the District Security Committee Lalitpur to promptly send the details of beneficiaries for the government's post-disaster relief and compensation. Minister Lekhak said the government plans to compensate those affected by the recent flooding and landslides in the district within the next 3 days. Lalitpur's Chief District Officer Tulasi Bahadur Shrestha apprised the Home Minister that 39 families of the deceased have been provided ₹200,000 each at their doorsteps. The Ministry of Finance has started preparations to address the economic impact of recent floods and landslides. In a meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal noted that the recent floods have caused significant loss of life and property. Minister Podal emphasized the need for additional resources for rescue, relief and rebuilding efforts. Likewise, Minister Podal mentioned that while the economy was showing signs of improvement, the destruction of private homes, roads, hydropower projects, educational institutions, agriculture and businesses could negatively affect it. Previously, before the floods, institutions like the Ministry of Finance, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank had indicated that Nepal's economy was on the path to recovery. The number of people who lost their lives in the recent late monsoon-induced disaster has reached 244. Furthermore, 19 people are still reported missing in the floods and landslide that occurred in the country last week. Rishi Ram Tiwari, spokesperson of the Ministry of Home Affairs, said a total of 179 people were injured in the disaster-induced incidents. In the post-disaster responsive initiative, 17,174 people have been rescued from the flood and landslides affected areas so far. Spokesperson Tiwari added that efforts are underway to mobilize relief support for the survivors and repair the highway and roads that have suffered damages. Likewise, after the detail of flood survivors are received from the concerned local level, the financial aid for temporary housing will be distributed. Other kinds of support, including food ration, has been provided to the affected families from the local level itself. The government has provided financial support of ₹200,000 to families who have lost a member in the disaster. So far, 160 families have received the assistance provided through the District Disaster Management Fund. A total of 77 people, including one foreign national, have died and 75 people were injured in the recent flash floods in the district of Kaveri. According to the district police office, 5 people are still missing since the disaster struck a week ago. The deceased include 33 women, 28 men, 9 minor boys and 7 minor girls. Meanwhile, Assistant Chief District Officer Subhas Podal said that the search for the missing person is underway while relief support is being provided to the affected families. The Dakshin Kali municipality has started supplying water to Lalitpur after Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav requested help due to water supply disruptions caused by recent floods and landslides. On Saturday, Minister Yadav urged Dakshin Kali representatives and locals to cooperate. Water from Dakshin Kali reached Kathmandu Upatyaka Khanepani Limited, Bhaisepati water tank late Saturday night. An agreement was made that water will be provided until Dasai, with a meeting set for October 19 to discuss a long-term solution. The Bhakunde Kanpur Kotemal Pokhari Narayanstan Matche Paua road has opened for traffic from today, but only for small vehicles. Chair of Tema Rural Municipality Dalman Thokar said that life in the rural municipality will return to normalcy after passenger buses start operating from today. Due to the disruption of rural roads, traffic between villages and cities was cut off, and transportation of materials including healthcare and foodstuff had become a problem. On a different instance, the work to repair the Maikola Bhanjang section of the Mechi Highway has been stopped after another landslide. The Divisional Road Office has said that the maintenance work has been suspended due to continuous landslides since last evening. So travelers are advised to use alternative arrangements for going to Chapa, Ilam, Panchthar and Taplejung. Meanwhile, efforts are being made to develop the Godak Jogmai Khola Tilkeki Road as an alternative to this road section of the Mechi Highway. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel's military unleashes a new wave of attacks on the southern suburbs of Beirut, causing massive explosions. According to Al Jazeera, the massive explosions include flames reaching up to the sky and the sound reverberating around the Lebanese capital. Israeli forces also bombed a mosque in central Gaza, killing at least 21 Palestinians and wounding dozens more. A Lebanese security source tells Al Jazeera that Hezbollah has lost contact with the chairman of its executive council, Hashem Safidin, who is widely touted as the group's potential next leader since last Friday. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets and cities across the globe, from Paris to New York and Cape Town, calling for an end to Israel's war on Gaza as the first anniversary of the conflict nears. In Gaza, at least 41,825 people have been killed so far. Tunisia's president Kais Saied, seen as a savior by supporters and an autocrat by critics, is running for re-election on Sunday in a vote that he is all but certain to win. According to the BBC, more than a dozen politicians had hoped to challenge him, but the Electoral Commission approved only two additional names for the ballot paper. However, one of those, Ayachi Jamil, was sentenced to 12 years in prison for falsifying documents just 5 days before the poll. Tunisia was where the Arab Spring, a series of uprisings against autocratic rulers in North Africa and the Middle East, began in late 2010. The country was seen as a beacon of democracy for the Arab world. But since President Saied was elected on a wave of optimism in 2019, the 66-year-old has suspended parliament, rewritten the constitution and concentrated power into his hands. 4 people, including a 2-year-old boy, have died while attempting to cross the English Channel. According to the BBC, the French authorities said they were found unconscious and were likely trampled to death in 2 separate boats that had engine failures. French Interior Minister called the deaths a terrible tragedy, adding that people smugglers have the blood of these people on their hand. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini province and at 1 or 2 places of rest of the provinces. At present, there is influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Bank Limited contributes 20 million rupees to Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. Nepali Congress and CPN-UML to contribute 5 million rupees respectively in the fund today. Prakash Man Singh Rawat appointed as Chief Justice of Supreme Court. Oath of office ceremony to be held today. And Israel intensifies strikes on Beirut amid escalating conflict. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.